Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with Frank Vogel, the Lakers head coach. He'll join us coming up in a couple of minutes. Dodgers Braves game 3. Clayton Kershaw moved to perhaps game 4. Rays Astros. Can the Astros hold on and extend this series? Braves hold off the Dodgers 8-7. They're up 2-0. The Rays go up 3-0 in the Astros. Titans roll the Bills 42-16 despite being a 3.5-point underdog. The Jets have released Le'Veon Bell. The Florida Gators are shut down. This is a day after Dan Mullen, the head coach of Florida, said, "I want 90,000 fans." And I said, "No, you're not getting 90,000 fans." And then you had a COVID outbreak. You're not even getting 9 fans there. There's no future for something like that, at least an immediate future. Bad timing on his part. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our radio and TV partners. Back to the Dodgers. The only flaw in Clayton Kershaw's brilliant career has obviously been his inconsistency in the postseason. And he won his first 2 starts this fall. He's 11-11 overall in the postseason. And we've seen this with players before. Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, they weren't great pitchers in the postseason. Peyton Manning wasn't necessarily a great postseason quarterback. There are certain players who are great in the postseason, certain players who are great during the regular season. The Los Angeles Dodgers fell 8-7 last night, despite a furious run in the 9th inning. They're now down 2-0. And, you know, it's one thing to lose because of a bad performance. He couldn't even pitch due to the back spasms. And you'll see if there's a chance that he's able to contribute, but the season may come down to Clayton Kershaw on the mound in game 4. And Dave Roberts says he hopes to have him back then. And Kershaw's teammates going to have to back him up, pick him up as well. They have a ton of talent. They have everything from top to bottom. But right now, the Braves have a 2-0 lead. And not getting out of the LCS would be a total disaster. Doc Rivers lost his job. They didn't get to the NBA Finals. Dave Roberts knows it's World Series win, perhaps, or bust for him. Poll question, McLovin, what do we have? By the way, this program is brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. At Mercedes-AMG, giving 110% isn't just possible, it's necessary, it's mandatory. They squeeze every last drop of performance out of every last coupe, sedan, and roadster, and SUV. Visit mbusa.com/AMG, Mercedes-AMG driving performance. Yeah, McLovin.
Okay, who had the worst day yesterday? Jose Altuve is number one. Right behind him, and this is totally unfair, Josh Norman.
Yeah, Josh Norman got posterized by Derrick Henry. That's going to stay around for a little while. You know, it's one of those where when they write your sports epithet, you know, what video do they show? Now, there's just certain moments that are going to stand out for certain players. Sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's not. Like Andre Iguodala, he was a finals MVP. But do they show the block by LeBron James in the NBA Finals? Not fair to Andre Iguodala, but this is what happens sometimes. You have those moments. Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner, borderline Hall of Famer. Playing on bad knees, bad ankles. And if he catches that ball and the Red Sox win the World Series, we would look at Bill Buckner differently because he would be a borderline Hall of Famer. I think he had close to 2,900 hits. Yeah, McLovin.
I don't know much about him, but everyone says Jackie Smith, the tight end, was like that.
Yep.
Cardinals, Cowboys.
Hall of Fame tight end. And if you say Jackie Smith, I remember the ball ricocheting off his pads in the game against the Steelers. Had wide open touchdown. He's ending his career. He was a great St. Louis Cardinal tight end at the time. And he got his chance. He's going to play in the Super Bowl, Dallas Cowboys. Had the ball right between the numbers. Dropped it. Yeah, Paulie.
I just looked up Barry Sanders' highlights, the great running back.
Yeah.
And the first one, and the one that's most famous, is he's got a long run against the Patriots.
Number 48?
Number 42, the defensive back was named Harlan Barnett, and he got spun around. I mean, everyone knows it. You can remember that. You can picture it in your mind. There, I found at least 6 or 7 interviews where Harlan Barnett like went back to his old high school. They said, hey, you got spun around by Barry Sanders, Mr. Barnett. Yeah, that's it.
I asked Barry Sanders about that play. And I said, do you know who that Patriot defensive back was? He goes, no. Like, Barry didn't know the opposition. And he said, no, I didn't know who he was. He goes, why? I said, no, I'm just curious. Like, you embarrassed him. He goes, but he embarrassed himself. I didn't embarrass him. All right, more phone calls coming up. He's Frank Vogel, the freshly minted world champ head coach of the Lakers. Congratulations, coach. Has it sunk in?
Thank you, Dan. And no, I don't think it really has sunk in yet. I'm still trying to process it.
What was the one food that you missed when you were in the bubble?
Well, I would say pizza, but they actually shifted the pizza service with about 2 or 3 weeks to go, and the room service pizza ended up being really good. But good pizza was one. I'd say ice cream. And Jersey Mike's, you know, just some cold cut stuff.
Well, you being from Jersey, you know, getting a shout out for Jersey Mike's, well done by you. The biggest challenge from obviously being quarantined, but just the coaching aspect of this, what was the challenge?
Well, it was just, you know, obviously the playoffs are always challenging in themselves, but you know, with just making sure that, you know, everybody was staying lifted mentally, emotionally, staying connected with our group. You know, obviously with everybody being able to go home to their families, you know, that's your sort of your release in a normal season. But without that, you had to make sure your guys weren't just locked in their rooms all day, you know, and had something to do with the group.
I was also wondering, I thought the younger teams were going to do better in the bubble because they didn't have families that, okay, we're away for a couple of months. There's no opposing crowds. There's no, you know, tough environment to go into. Did you sense any of that, that the younger teams may have played a little more carefree?
I think there can be some truth to that for sure. You know, I mean, you know, those guys don't feel it as much as missing your children or your wife. But, you know, at the same time, you know, they have their personal lives too that they enjoy very much, you know, that I'm sure they were missing probably as much as we were missing our families. So, you know, I think it impacted everyone.
How do you explain playoff Rondo?
Well, I just think Rondo's a great basketball player. Like a great basketball player. you know, and, you know, obviously, you know, you get up there in age a little bit and, you know, guys like that may not have the ability to do it every night over 82 games. But for the most part, Rondo was pretty consistent for us this year. But he just has that ability to find that gear in the playoffs and really become a maestro of the opponent that we're playing.
When you called LeBron the greatest player the basketball universe has ever seen, and if you don't think you know, you don't know. What did you mean? What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's a LeBron James that you see on SportsCenter every day, and for me that I compete against, you know, and being around him every day, you just get a peek at the inside of his mind and what he brings to the table day to day, you know, in terms of managing our team, you know, and the feedback that he brings. You know, he's not just going out there and you know, shooting and defending, scoring and defending. You know, he's very involved intellectually in the growth of your team, you know, with game plans and schemes and offensive systems and spacing. And, I mean, the guy has really seen it all. And, you know, he's got all the answers to the test. So, you know, the intellectual part of it, I think just, you know, obviously, you know, you make that statement, and it's so hard to compare eras. But I just knew that was going to be the talking point going forward. It has been, and you know, I just wanted to weigh in that for me it was a different experience seeing him on the inside and the level that he's able to take a group like we did this year all the way to the championship.
But we love to compare generations. It's not fair to do it, Frank. I mean, you know where I'm going here. You think he's better than Jordan?
I grew up, you know, the number one Michael Jordan fan on earth. I mean, you know, I was from the Philadelphia area, and Jordan was king, you know, and he still is king. But I just, to me, being around Brown LeBron James, my vote's with him. That's simple.
Yeah. I have said before, look, Jordan was 6-0. I understand all that. And you can say he's the greatest player of all time. And maybe it's an easy way out because I want to avoid the argument because I just think it's a silly, you know, waste of time. You're never going to convince somebody to change. You know, when you have your first love or your first favorite band or your whatever it might be, you're not changing. But LeBron will have the greatest basketball resume in the sports history when it's all said and done. Whether you want to say he's the greatest player of all time, that's up to you or whoever else. But he will have he will be the most decorated or have the greatest, you know, resume. And to actually live up to the hype, Frank, it's so hard for athletes nowadays to live up to the hype. He exceeded the hype, and he's still playing at a very high. He was the best player in basketball this year, which is amazing for a guy at 35. With that much mileage on him, what's he got, three full seasons of postseason basketball, something crazy like that?
What he's done this season and throughout his career is nothing short of remarkable across all sports. I mean, it's just simply unbelievable. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. I was happy to, you know, help lead this group you know, to the championship. And, you know, I know how important it was to him, and just really happy to play my part.
And I give you a lot of credit because when you were brought in, it was like Frank Vogel's going to be the head coach. And his job is to keep it calm. Like, he's supposed to be a steadying influence. And I thought, well, he either gets all the blame or he gets no credit. So
that's fine.
And I figured you were, but that's why it worked out. I don't think you ever said, how about a little love here for the head coach? Because you did keep it calm and not easy. And then you go into the bubble and you got to keep it calm. So I don't know how many people will say it, but you did a wonderful job this year. And it should be pointed out, not that you're asking for it, but, you know, you did a great job, and I hope people remember this role that you played.
Well, I really appreciate that, Dan. And, you know, like I said, I'm just fortunate. This is, like, the Lakers job is the greatest job in all of coaching, you know, at least in basketball. I mean, you talk about other sports, but it's the greatest coaching job in all of basketball. So, you know, I'm just fortunate to be given this opportunity. And, you know, to be able to play my part and win our championship the first year, it doesn't get any better than that, right? So I'm pretty happy right now.
Now the pressure's really on, Frank. But if I had told you when you get fired by the Magic, hey, you're going to win a championship, with the Lakers, you would have said?
Never would have believed it in a million years.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I saw you in Orlando that day at the hotel, and right. when you were talking to who, Chauncey Billups?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and it dawned on me when you won the championship that here you are in Orlando with the Magic at the time, and then all of a sudden here you are as a champion of the LA Lakers. Crazy. Do you think you ever take your family to Disney World anytime soon?
No, absolutely not. I'll be back in the Disney area. Although my daughters, they got a lot of friends back in Orlando that they want to go back and visit. So you never know. We might be back in that area sometime soon.
When are you playing basketball next season?
Who knows? You know, I read a lot of different things. I've intentionally blocked out anything regarding next year until like this season was finally over. So now I just literally read the article this morning by, I think, Brian Windhorst, and I'll start thinking about it now. But I intentionally try not to think about next year during this playoff run.
And when do you find out what Anthony Davis is going to do? How involved are you with that?
You know, I'll be involved, but I have no idea what the dates look like. You know, I'm sure once, you know, free agency begins, we'll have an opportunity to extend him. And, you know, all signs are pointing in the right direction that he's going to be a Laker for life. And you know, that's all of our goal, obviously. He's such a terrific guy. He's such a terrific player. And he really exemplifies what the Lakers are all about. So, you know, I hope he's going to be here for life.
Well, congrats, Coach, and enjoy the downtime. Like, you would be going to training camp now. Wouldn't you?
Yes, we're just getting started. It's the greatest thing of all time.
Oh, that's great. Well, enjoy the fall and the winter there, Frank, and congratulations once again.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
That's Frank Vogel. I remember Frank. He was a Division III basketball player. I don't remember him playing, obviously. He played at a college in Pennsylvania. And then he started to write letters to Rick Pitino. So Pitino had talked about this. He was the head coach at Kentucky. And Frank Vogel was writing letters to Rick Pitino, and he wanted to transfer so he could be the student manager on the basketball team under Rick Pitino. And then Pitino goes to the Celtics. Frank got his start in the NBA as a video coordinator. That's basically, I think, you bring in the VCR, you bring in the monitor, maybe you log some tapes there. Boy, crazy. He did a great job in Indiana. Got fired in Orlando, and now you're the head coach of the LA Lakers. Yes, Paul.
Assuming the season doesn't start until January, this will be the first time LeBron James hasn't played on Christmas Day in 16 seasons.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be thrilled about that because he'd always say, you know, if you were on a great team or you're a great player, great matchup, you were playing on Christmas. You know, that was supposed to be the ultimate acknowledgement. Hey, we're going to officially start the season on Christmas. And so the first time in 16 years that LeBron will be home for the holidays. All right. Phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Frank Vogel, by the way, the fourth head coach in the last 6 years to lead a team to the NBA title in his first season with that team. Steve Kerr, 2015. Ty Lue, 2016. Nick Nurse, 2019. Frank Vogel this year.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Jim in South Dakota joins us on the program. Jim, good morning. What's on your mind today? Hey, Jim. Bye, Jim. Jay in Charlotte. Jay, welcome to the program.
Dan, 6'1", 27 years old, still can't grow chest hair. I got a quick story and a question. Senior year in broadcast journalism class, I got the yips. During a sports segment, the dean of the journalism school was observing some middle schoolers, and I yelled, "Right where Mama hides the good stuff," instead of "Right where Mama hides the cookie jar," which I had stolen from Stan Verrett the night before. Not a big deal. Not plagiarism. The dean had suspended me from on air before the end of the news segment that day, and I couldn't do sports the rest of the semester.
Wait.
It was a big time whoops moment.
Why did you get suspended?
right where mama hides the good stuff, I guess, could be interpreted in good and bad ways.
Come on. What about First Amendment? Freedom of speech here, Jay.
Maybe he didn't like the fact that I was doing Wayne Rooney highlights. I don't think people cared about soccer back then.
You see, you might have gotten suspended for doing soccer highlights, not because of your catchphrase.
Some of the middle schoolers did fall asleep during my segment. I think that's when I thought it was time to hang up my hat.
All right, what's your question?
Peyton Manning gave a glowing recommendation of Adam Gase to the Jets CEO.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Gase became coach and the GM, and now he's completely undone the team a year later. I feel like nobody's asked, but is it fair to say that Manning's general manager track is not going well right now?
Well, I mean, he's not officially a GM, but he's, you know, when it comes to getting a reference, if somebody's got Peyton Manning as a reference there on naming them head coach or promoting them head coach, then we might look at that differently now. Yeah, Paulie?
Back, you know, when this kid mentions that he used to sample from you guys at SportsCenter. My last year in college, we had a TV station. Some guys I knew were the sportscasters on the Southern Illinois University campus TV station. They were basically modeling themselves after you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything was, you know, not boom goes the dynamite, but they were trying to come up with something like, sit right here and sit down, you know, when someone would get struck out. There's a guy named Lon Tay. He was the star of our broadcasting department. He had the voice, the looks, the chops, and he could have done SportsCenter that day because he was like, tutu, and he would nail the stuff you guys did, but his own version of it.
Yeah, we're given a lot of credit, but then we deserve a lot of blame.
A lot of people modeled them.
For every sportscaster or every wannabe felt like, hey, I got a great catchphrase. And I said, well, do you know sports? Can you write? How do you look? How do you sound? And then they look at you like you're crazy. No, I got a catchphrase. Cowhide, joyride. I went, all righty. You could probably be on ESPN News, maybe not on SportsCenter right now.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Oh, it's so good.
Passes it to the man.
To the man. I think it's Reggie Miller is the man. Passes it to Pacer Net Highlights, passes to the man, and then even when he gives you, boom goes the dynamite. Like, he's almost embarrassed to go, instead of going, boom, goes the dynamite. It's like when Stuart Scott would give you booyah. He'd never go, booyah, and boom goes the dynamite. There were times, I remember when we had a non-catchphrase sports center, and you weren't allowed to do any catchphrases. And I think Keith and I just decided that then we were going to have a catchphrase where we just mock catchphrases, like the dumbest things you could possibly say. But you were just, because we had this freedom and people expected whatever we were saying. Like,
Mama spills the coffee.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be. Little Timmy's got a flat tire. Like, you'd just throw something out there. That ain't lemonade. That's Kool-Aid. And you're just going, you know. And there's no real reference to it. You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's like, what's the dumbest thing we could possibly say? And the fact that management was usually in bed by the time we went on 11 o'clock. We could have fun. We could kind of stretch the boundaries there a little bit. Until the next day when they came in and then somebody would tell them something and then we'd get ratted out and we'd be, you know, visiting Bob Eaton or Steve Anderson or John Walsh's office. Could you go, you and Keith come in? Oh, God. And bring Mike McQuaid with you, your producer. Oh, God. You go in there and you get a tongue lashing and then you go, all right, thanks, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shot down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. Okay. We're going to continue on now. The Ladies Cardinals will play an Iowa tournament starting this Friday. Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first.
Ha ha ha!
Yes. Hoosiers are on the 4-on on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m.
This goes on for another 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. They should have put him out of his misery.
If you remember, we had him on, Brian Collins. And he said he was filling in for someone else. He wasn't really even a sports broadcaster. No.
Oh, he proved it.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
I know. And there's nothing you could do. Nothing you could do.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that. Sports,
Frank. Yeah. That's the when the news anchor takes it back from him. Like, hey, a nice job there, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look in sports, Brian. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll have one final.
Yeah. Okay, and second coach for the halftime.
It starts off with Ball State women's softball, I think.
That's a lead.
Yeah,
big lead. In Muncie.
Yeah. And a great drill. Is if people are trying to do this on camera, is the degree of difficulty. Like, have the prompter go down. Make sure that the highlight you're going to show doesn't show up on time. Just so you get used to that panic. And we've all had it, made mistakes, tripped over things, and I had sweat rolling down my forehead. But if you practice almost getting in those moments, you at least know what that feeling is like. And there's no net if it's live TV, but if you at least understand what that feeling's going to be like, it's like being on a roller coaster. You don't know what that feeling's like until you're on the roller coaster and you go, oh boy, I remember what this is like. That's what I even with the students at Full Sail University, present them, you know, put them in a position where they can fail to understand what that feeling is like, because the camera never blinks. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's my
game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I love that Fritzy has to wear his Astros gear after an Astros loss. I gave him the option that he could wear his Astros gear after they lost, or you don't get to wear it at all. And you are flying the colors if you're cheating Astros.
Coming to an end pretty soon here.
This is one of the creepier things that you've sent to me.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot. Todd sent me a picture of a man at the beach with his shirt off. It's Peyton Manning. And then he says, how about those abs? So I, of course, click on it. And it's Peyton Manning at the beach. And he's displaying abs. So thank you, Todd.
Hot.
No, it's not. It's not.
But what?
No. It's Peyton Manning at the beach. I mean, he looks good at 44. I mean, he's 20 years younger than me. Come on.
Oh, did you think that that was some type of statement about you?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course it would be.
I had to make it about me.
Right.
Yeah. Are you saying...
How many knee surgeries has he had?
Yeah, that's right. Did you call me fat, Todd?
I did not.
Okay.
He called you undisciplined.
It was more in praise of Peyton.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a shot at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was.
All right, never mind. Don't make me take off my shirt again. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, Peyton, freaky tall in person. He's... huge.
He's a good 6'5".
I think he's
Matt Ryan is 6'5". Like, those guys are a little taller than what you think.
Flacco?
Yeah. Cam?
How about Tom Brady? You've been up close to him lately.
We're pretty much eye to eye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. More
or less. Wow, that's a statement right there. You're saying that you have both baby blues. That's where you're going there.
They're very similar. Very similar. Yes, Paul.
Do you think Peyton Manning knew the paparazzi was there at the beach and flexed, maybe put a little oil on?
Well, it feels like if you want to show your abs, you have to flex to show your abs. I don't think you normally just have abs.
But you need to have some to work with.
But it feels like he was flexing to show his abs. He did have them. He does have them. But it felt like, hey, camera's on me. And then what do you want, Todd?
No, he had one pose that he had in mind, but he kept changing the pose at the line of scrimmage there at the beach. There, he kept going, and then all of a sudden he decided to flex his muscles.
Did he yell out Omaha,
he
Omaha?
May have.
That's what I want to know. All right. Brandy in Iowa, back on the program. Hi, Brandy. Hello, Brandy.
Two things.
Yeah.
T-shirt idea, and they're both in the same vein. T-shirt idea. I want my bleep and respect.
Okay.
Second, I'm here to lobby on your behalf for respect because you don't ask for it yourself. I'm on the IMDb page of Hubie Halloween. It shows the cast overview, about 15 actors and actresses. You have to hit the hyperlink to see full cast, and then Dan Patrick appears. Okay. So I am lobbying for your respect because Can't we bump someone like Leota, Chiklis, even Shaq?
No, those are all big names, and then rightfully so. They should be on that first page there. And that's okay. I'd rather be sneaky good in the movie, because I don't want to be moving up the page there at all. And I'm very lucky, very, very fortunate to have a friendship with Sandler. Gigi in Pennsylvania. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, Gigi. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, so, Dan, I'm 5'2", and I'm 115.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let you know that I was on a date last night, and I was at an Asian restaurant, and Adam Sandler was there.
Yeah, he's shooting a movie in Philadelphia. Did you go say hello to Adam?
So, no, I gave him his privacy because he was eating dinner, but I wanted to call you because guess what the name of the restaurant was?
Something to do with Dan. Dan Tana's.
No, Dan Dan.
Oh, Dan Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Really good. There's one in Philly and there's one in Devon. But, yeah, so he ate at Dan Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Gigi. I'll text Sandler and ask him how he liked Dan Dan. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan Dan Rittenhouse, 4.5 on Yelp.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Devin's out from where I'm close to. There's two Dan Dans, apparently.
Oh, yeah. So Sandman is shooting a basketball movie in Philadelphia. That's the basketball movie that McLovin is going to be in. He has a solo appearance. You're attached to the movie. And then I think I'm shooting my scene here in the man cave, because I said during these pandemic times, I'd prefer not to travel. And so Sandman, I think, is going to have his crew come up here. Yes, McLovin.
The crew is they're staying in the suburbs right where I'm from. Literally, same town, same day, same
year. Oh, wow. Okay. we have two great Laker t-shirts there. So if you go to the website, danpatrick.com, there's we had some discussion over one of the shirts and on who to put on that shirt. And then the other one is LeBron, a LeBron t-shirt there that is very sharp. We were discussing the names that belonged on that shirt, weren't you, Seton?
Yeah, it's slightly controversial.
So this was five great Laker players.
I think it's six, actually.
Oh, okay. Because did we feel like we couldn't cut it off at five, so we had to make it six names?
Well, I think that we had to get six just so we could squeeze. We had to go at least five so we could squeeze the sixth name on.
Okay. So the names that you put on, and then this is just, you got LeBron, Kobe, Magic, Shaq, Jerry West.
Yeah, the names in order are Magic,
and Kareem.
Magic, Kareem, Kobe, Jerry, Shaq, LeBron.
Okay. And we had to add another name.
Well, we had to go to six so we could get LeBron on there. There's no way he's going before any of those dudes. No offense.
In Laker history.
One title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now he's an official Laker. Man, it's like when you won a title with the Yankees, then you were an official Yankee. Yes, McLovin.
So I have a couple questions, okay, guys, that obviously you could make an argument. Okay. Was Elgin Baylor not quite there? Because Elgin Baylor, Wilt.
Elgin just missed out. He just missed out on, you know, like he had incredible seasons. Like he was a great leaper. He was a great scorer, and he was only 6'4", I think, maybe 6'5", but he was a great rebounder, but he never won a title. And he, you know, had knee issues, but he just missed that. Like Jerry West was there. It wasn't the TV era, but he was there during the Celtics, and those games were played, you know, you were able to watch those usually late at night. You know, West Coast time, but Elgin just missed out on being recognized as a true, he was a transformational type player. Like he was a great athlete and a great leaper. I think he was out of Seattle University, if that sounds right. Might have led the nation in rebounding and scoring when he was there. And I just remember he always had a knee brace on. Every time I saw him play, he had a knee brace on. Yeah, Paulie.
Wilt Chamberlain was there for five seasons, his last five seasons, and he did win a title, but it wasn't peak Wilt. He was still a very good player.
Yeah, well, that's when he sort of said, I don't want to score anymore. And he led the league in rebounding and field goal percentage, I think, block shots. And, you know, he was just, He let everybody else do the scoring. Yes, Eden.
Some people are like, you should put AD on there. He's the one that won it.
Wow. Wow.
Too soon. Like, Wilt Chamberlain's down year with the Lakers, he averaged 27 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists.
Yeah, McClub.
Big Game James, I think, underrated. I don't know if he belongs on this shirt, but he is definitely an all-time.
Yeah, he was a great player, but he was part of a great team. He was part of Showtime. You know, like Byron Scott, part of Showtime, Coop. You know, James was a great player within that group, you know, with Magic. And Kareem, he got overshadowed at times. There were times when James Worthy was the best player on the floor. Absolutely. And I think Magic and Kareem would acknowledge that as well. But I always thought that James Worthy was such a matchup problem for the Celtics just because he was so big, strong, fast, quick. And it's tough to get on the shirt. Imagine if you're a Celtic getting on the shirt, you know, for a Boston Celtic. If they win a championship here, we'll make a t-shirt. Yes, Paulie.
James Worthy feels like one of those guys, if he played with another franchise, might have averaged 27 a game for his career, you know, where he was the focal point. Or Kevin McHale could be like that, where no one's going to say Kevin McHale is one of the all-time great players. He is, but his stats don't bear it out because he wasn't a focal point.
Well, if you look back, Casey Jones, Sam Jones, Tommy Heinsohn, Satch Sanders, these are all players that played with Bill Russell. And as a group, they were, of course, dominating. They didn't lose. But individually, maybe not so. You know, Casey Jones was a great individual player. John Havlicek, great individual player. Like Dave Cowens was a great player for the Celtics. You put Bird in there. Mikhail Parrish. Paul Pierce is in there. You know, there's quite a few players. If you were going to have the Celtics and Lakers and you're trying to put six on a t-shirt, it's difficult. Yeah, Fritzy.
Maybe not Sidney Wicks, but Tiny Archibald. Is he anywhere near those guys? I knew you liked Tiny Archibald growing up.
No. With the Cincinnati Royals, yes, but not with Boston. No, he wasn't great there. He was good, but he wasn't great. He was great with the Royals. He was unbelievable. All right, we'll take a break. Final results poll question. McLovin has a baseball dilemma question. And last call for phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my game.
That's my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. I didn't know it. It's Colonoscopy Wednesday for one of the Danettes. Yes, Paulie.
Yay!
Thank you. First one.
Today, Paulie, colonoscopy. That's in a couple of hours. And you've been fasting. And all signals point to go.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of going on.
All right.
But yeah, 40 hours without food is, it comes in waves.
Fritzy pulls me aside and he goes, I'm surprised that Paulie didn't ask me about colonoscopies. And like, you're an expert witness here.
Unfortunately, I've had several of those.
Yes.
But I'm glad that he's doing that because it's smart to be getting checked.
Thank you, Todd. But if you were going to give advice here, maybe it's too late to give advice. And maybe given the topic, maybe I don't want to hear that.
No, once the IV's in and they put you out, you're not going to feel anything. And when you get up, they'll give you some juice and crackers and stuff. I did warn Paulie, and maybe it's my sensitive stomach, but I think for anybody, you should kind of go light after not eating or being on a liquid diet for many hours. I know he wants tacos and he's ready to dive into his favorite foods, but for a little while right afterwards, just so you don't shock your stomach, your body, after kind of fasting to go slow.
Yes, Paulie.
That's the opposite. My stomach has had a 40-hour hall pass. I'm getting chorizo tacos and just hammering them after the surgery.
Wow.
Procedure, whatever it is.
Everybody, McLovin, you had one?
Nope.
Time to get one.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to see how it goes with Paulie.
Why don't you come with him? Do a 2-for-1.
Wait, you're out cold.
Two
right?
for Tuesday. Yeah.
So you don't have to do anything.
No. Well, you have to get ready. You have to clean yourself out.
The prep is the worst part, but there's absolutely no pain involved, so you shouldn't be afraid of that. It just stinks that you got to not eat and drink that stuff that makes you run to the bathroom.
Oh, that liquid stuff is just horrible. It's painful, and you're just trying to do your best to chug it down.
Why? It's because it just tastes bad?
It tastes horrible.
How much of it is it lot, a lot?
A lot.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, is it a gallon, Todd?
Years ago, it was like a lot, like 64 ounces, but now I think you like drink like 2 16-ounce things in the evening and then another 2 like in the morning, but it still comes out to a lot of yucky tasting.
Yeah, and you could sprinkle in a little bit to make it taste a little bit better, but it is bad.
Mix water in and it has like a little bit of a lemon-lime flavor, but it's pretty nasty.
Yes, it is bad. But hey, there's no better feeling when they're like, you're gonna feel a little bit here and then good night, and then you're out. And then you wake up and you go, okay. Because I did the sports hernia, and then they flipped me over. I did the colonoscopy.
Yeah, you got the twofer.
Yes. Yeah. And the doctor said, I've never done this before. But I said, hey, I'd rather do that and not have to come back. And they gave me a 2-for-1.
I know they're professionals, but I'm always afraid that they're going to get started before I'm actually fully out, that I'm going to feel something, especially if they're going to put a long tube in the backside there. So I'll keep chatting it up with the doctor. I'm still up. I'm still, don't start yet. Like, you would hope that they do some kind of test to know that you're officially out cold.
Anthony in Florida joins us. Hi, Anthony.
How's it going, Dan?
Hey, Anthony.
So I'm the one to say, I apologize for not knowing Todd was Fritzy and Fritzy was Todd. I apologize for that. So I'm the one that has the bet with Todd for the pie to the face with the Washington football team making the playoffs.
Okay. When do you want to take that pie to the face?
Should I go ahead and do it now?
You want to get it over with now, Anthony? You want to drag it out a little bit?
I will drag it out. Maybe see if you want to make a little side bet.
Oh.
Maybe I'm a Braves fan, so maybe the Braves win the World Series.
Well, I like that they're up 2-0, and now you're – no, you don't get that opportunity, Anthony. Wait till you get your pie to the face.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Anthony.
He wants to bet that the Astros also aren't going to make it to the World Series.
Adam in Utah joins us. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
5'10", 172.
First, thanks for the Tampa Bay shirt. I rock that on Sundays now, so appreciate that.
Oh, good.
But my other thing is, I think there's a huge double standard. The other day, you guys talked about how intelligent Lane Kiffin was because he's knew the signals. He should have just come out and said, yes, I know the signals. But then on the other hand, we're talking about how bad the Astros are because they knew the signals. And I get the buzzer might have pushed it over the line. But going back to Little League Baseball, that was the whole idea.
It didn't put it over the line. Like they were doing it, with surveillance, the technology. Lane Kiffin was just looking across if he was even taking the defensive or offensive signs, and that's right in front of you that you're doing that. And Lane Kiffin, having been there, maybe he did know the signals, but no, you had technology helping the Astros cheat. And if you're at second base and you pick up the sign, you relay the sign, that to me is not cheating. But if you have a camera, you have somebody surreptitiously finding out what's going on, banging garbage cans, relaying messages, that's cheating. Plain and simple, cheating. It's not one of those, hey, it's the same thing as Lane Kiffin knowing the signals of Alabama. He was at Alabama, and he's looking across the field if that's the case. That to me, not cheating. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Maybe Allen Iverson was right. Last night, the Titans showed us how overrated practice might be.
McLevin.
Dan Orlovsky remembers when he ran out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, he was a good sport. Final results of the poll question, McLevin.
Oh, who had the worst day? Jose Altuve ran away with it.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor Jr. the third.
Man, it is harder than you think to throw the ball from second to first.
Apparently.
Dang.
Apparently. Paulie?
That stuff they make you drink before a colonoscopy really works.
Yes, it does. Todd, what did I learn on today's award-nominated
You
program?
Learned that, especially adding Mookie Betts, Harold Reynolds says it's a bust if the Dodgers don't get to and win the World Series.
And that is the case. Now we wish Paulie the best of luck with his colonoscopy. Hope everything comes out all right.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.